everyone. Thanks for joining us here on Mormon Channel Daily, your daily dose of inspiration. As members of the church, we believe that we were created in the image of our Heavenly Father. We have a face, a body, and a soul just like He does. Because we've also been given a gender, either a man or a woman, we also believe in a Heavenly Mother, whose image we were also created in. Listen to today's podcast as we share what prophets have said about our Heavenly Mother.
Hello, Pop. You're tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, nice.
So this is...
Okay.
Is that all right?
Okay.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
So
this is...
Mormon Channel Daily.
1, 2, 3.
Well, He helps us with every step of the way. Your daily dose of inspiration. You're listening to
Mormon Channel Daily. In the family, A Proclamation to the World, we read, all human beings, male and female, are created in the image of God. Each is a beloved spirit, son or daughter of heavenly parents, and as such, each has a divine nature and destiny. From the very beginning, we were created and designed after the same image of our heavenly parents. This includes a father and a mother, much like the same way that we have a father and a mother here on earth. It was patterned the same way. We are literally the sons and daughters of God. We've been taught that we have godly potential, and our ultimate goal is to be able to return to God's presence and live with Him again. Although we don't know much about our Heavenly Mother, we know that we lived with her before coming to earth, and that we also have inherited certain qualities and characteristics from her. While there is no record of a formal revelation to Joseph Smith on this doctrine, some early Latter-day Saint women recalled that he personally taught them about a mother in heaven. And the earliest published references to the doctrine appear shortly after Joseph Smith's death in 1844 in documents that were written by his close associates. And the most notable expression of the idea is found in a poem by Eliza R. Snow entitled My Father in Heaven, which is now a hymn known as Oh My Father. I want to read to you some of the texts and the words that are in the poem. It says, in the heavens are parents single. No, the thought makes reason stare. Truth is reason, truth eternal, tells me I've a mother there. Prophets have taught that our heavenly parents worked together for the salvation of the human family, and that together they created a plan that would allow us to return to them and live happily. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles said, we are part of a divine plan designed by heavenly parents who love us. President Harold B. Lee stated, we forget that we have a Heavenly Father and a Heavenly Mother who are even more concerned, probably, than our earthly father and mother, and that influences from beyond are constantly working to try to help us when we do all we can. I remember once talking about our Heavenly Mother in our seminary class, and we asked our teacher why we didn't have more information or scripture about her. And our seminary teacher explained how if you see in the world, God's name is often defaced or mocked or taken in vain by people who don't understand. And that because of that, because she was so special and sacred to us and to our Heavenly Father, that He most likely did not want the same thing to happen for her. And now, this isn't doctrine. This was just my seminary teacher's opinion, but I think I agree with that. She is very special and should be treated with the utmost respect. In the scriptures, we're reminded that neither is the man without the woman, and neither is the woman without the man in the Lord. Elder Dallin H. Oaks reminds us, our theology begins with heavenly parents. Our highest aspiration is to be like them. Although our knowledge about our Heavenly Mother is limited, we know that she exists and that she played a key role in our creation and our relationship with deity. And the best way that we can honor her is by honoring God. Thank you guys so much for listening today. If you'd like to learn more about the creation, check out our other videos and podcasts here on MormonChannel.org. And we will see you right back here tomorrow.